Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Although September weather is often still hot, vegetable gardeners begin to anticipate the cooler weather to come. It is now that we begin to focus on planting cool season vegetables that will grow and produce during the fall and winter and spring. This is a transitional month, however, and warm season vegetables are also still in the garden this time of year. Vegetable and herb gardening seasons can be roughly divided into cool season and warm season gardening. Vegetable gardeners must be especially attuned to seasons and observe carefully the proper planting times for vegetables. Warm season vegetables cannot withstand frost without significant injury or death to the plant. They are grown from about March through November, divided up into spring planting, which is March and April, the summer planting season, which is May, June, July, and the fall planting season, considered to be August and September. Cool season vegetables are grown roughly from September to May. They need cooler temperatures to perform their best and are able to tolerate the below freezing temperatures of winter cool season. Cool season vegetables are planted primarily in late summer or fall, September, October, or November, and again in spring. Typically February or March, although planting may continue all throughout the winter. Most warm season vegetables like tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, and peppers should have been planted back in August for your best production, but you can still plant them this weekend if you haven't already done so. Bush snap beans can be planted now and will produce an excellent crop before the first frost. Bush varieties produce faster and concentrate their harvest in a shorter period of time than pole beans, making them preferred for fall planting. As we move into September and October, root crops such as carrots, radishes, parsnips, rutabaga, and turnips are an important part of a vegetable garden. Root crops are always direct seeded and never transplanted. The tiny root first produced by the seed eventually develops into the edible portion of the plant that we eat. It is easily damaged by transplanting when the seedling is young, and this damage will cause a deformed and poor quality final product. Bunching onions and shallots may also be planted this month using small bulbs called sets. You may also plant seeds of bulbing onions, bunching onions, and leeks this month as well. There is also work to be done in the herb garden. Regularly remove flower spikes of basil to encourage plants to continue to produce foliage rather than flowers. Ultimately, the plants will begin to wind down. Basil transplants could still be planted in the garden now for a quick late crop. Herbs such as sage, lavender, thyme, and catnip should begin to revive as the weather gets cooler. Remove any dead parts and fertilize lightly to encourage new growth. Generously harvest herbs that have grown vigorously during the summer. Dry or freeze the extra harvest or share it with friends. Vegetables that can be planted this month include beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, collards, English and snow peas, kale, kohlrabi, leeks, lettuce, mustard, onion, radishes, rutabaga, shallots, you need to plant the sets, snap beans, Swiss chard, and turnips. Herbs that can be planted this month include rosemary, parsley, sage, thyme, fennel, oregano, French tarragon, chives, garlic chives, borage, cilantro, mints, lemon balm, lavender, catnip, and dill. The LSU Ag Center's Vegetable Planting Guide is an excellent reference which to include in your year-round planting dates for any vegetables that you may consider. Contact your local LSU Ag Center Extension office for a free copy or view it online at lsuagcenter.com in the Lawn and Home Garden Vegetable section. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.